USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Congressional leaders are racing the clock to avoid a potential railroad strike. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said he and Senator Mitch McConnell will approve an agreement as soon as possible before next week's deadline. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi shares why she believes it's important for Congress to intervene and approve the contract.
Time is of the essence. We must act now. I urge a strong bipartisan yes vote on both adopting the tentative agreement and the securing additional paid sick leave.
The world's largest active volcano is continuing to erupt in Hawaii. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
Volcano Mauna Loa on Hawaii's Big Island continues to spew magma at exit points known as fissures. Fissure number 3 continues to remain active, shooting lava between 50 and 100 feet high. That's according to scientists at the Hawaiian Volcano Observatory. Fissure number 4, a smaller one that opened up Monday night, is feeding lava in a northeast direction, but still miles away from civilization.
The number of jobs added by private companies in November is at a level not seen since January. ADP says 127,000 jobs were created. That's well below predictions of 190,000 jobs being added. This as fewer people are applying for home mortgages.
Mortgage applications are falling slightly. The Mortgage Bankers Association says they fell by just under 1% compared to last week. This is despite a drop in the 30-year interest rate. That fell to just under 6.5%. In the meantime, demand to refinance a mortgage suffered a big drop as it decreased by 13%. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Well, it's very easy to use. From the login and the setup was extremely easy. I didn't have to call anyone for help. I was able to do it on my own. And I love the fact that I can run my payroll and print my pay stubs, and then you guys do all of the filing for me. So I get a quarterly report that everything's been filed on my behalf, and then at the end of the year, I can print out my W-2s. So I use you guys. I tell everybody, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why anybody doesn't use y'all, I don't know.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre is facing criticism after saying the Biden administration is keeping a close eye on Elon Musk's newly acquired Twitter over concerns about the spread of what the White House deems as misinformation and incitement of violence on the platform. Those comments drawing sharp criticism from House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy.
That is offensive to me. Government's going to go after someone who wants to have free speech? What do they have to look at Twitter about? Do they want to go more after American public about whether they can have an opinion on something? I think the American public have spoken on this. I think our First Amendment stands up, and I think they should stop picking on Elon Musk.
The Supreme Court heard arguments Tuesday on whether the Biden administration has the authority to set immigration priorities like selectively deporting violent criminals. Louisiana AG Jeff Landry tells Fox News why he disagrees with the Biden administration's argument that immigration policies should not be decided on a state-by-state basis.
We want normal immigration policy in this country. What we want to bring to halt, no questions asked, and this is what I would tell a justice, is illegal immigration. And the executive branch should be supportive in that as well.
Delivery service DoorDash announced they're cutting over 1,200 corporate jobs at their headquarters in San Francisco. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.